Welcome back to On the Fly. I'm Mark Brindell, sitting in for Mark Dowie. My guest today is Anna Deavere Smith. I spoke to her at the Berkeley Rep Theater, where she was performing her new show, Let Me Down Easy. Now, you've also been in the White House on TV and in the movies. You're an American president. You were in The West Wing. I wonder, was that for you more than great roles, which they were great roles? You were the first black woman national security advisor before Condoleezza Rice, and you were press secretary to President Martin Sheen, or was he?
No,
it wasn't Martin. Michael Douglas. Sorry, you've done several administrations. Mm-hmm. Was that more than for you than just great acting?
What do you mean? My performances or being in the company of great actors?
Well, I mean, being in the White House, I just mean, did you see yourself as...
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that was just as with Nurse Jackie, I'm playing a nurse administrator while I'm making a play about healthcare, and the play about healthcare came first, and then Nurse Jackie came second. I was in the midst of gathering material for a play about presidents and Washington when I got the call to be in The American President, and then ultimately to be a character in The West Wing, and so much so that I would get confused about whether I was standing in the real briefing, you know, the briefing room in my imagination. Is the real briefing room, but it's also the briefing room that was a set in these plays. So, you know, just that my life was feeding also these worlds that I happened to, and actually, well, I'm just lucky that it was a very, very, a very rich experience. Sandy Berger, who had been national security advisor for Clinton, was the person I would call when I got a script to find out what does this mean or what does that mean or what would you do. You know, he was like my point of reference. And on September 11th, I was on a runway, a plane that was supposed to take off at 9:04 in the morning in LaGuardia, and it didn't. And then we weren't able to get back in the city, so I went to the nearest hotel. Who should I run into but Sandy Berger? And he's the one that told me that other planes had gone down. People came up to me. That's the problem. I mean, somebody rushed up to me. Are you on your way to Washington? Right. I mean, that's the problem.
But in a way, your voice is, you do have kind of a bully pulpit, you know? I mean, I think you actually are affecting the national conversation somewhat. Do you feel good about what you're going to be able to do with Let Me Down Easy? I know you put part of it into the New York Times in an op-ed even before the healthcare bill got passed.
Yeah, well, that was just the luck of David Shipley, who's fantastic editor of that page, actually asked me to put that material in the day that the president was going to make that first big healthcare speech. I'm glad you asked me that question, but I really want to answer that question by taking an opportunity to call out to other artists who are listening to this and other journalists like yourself and anybody, teachers, preachers, anybody who's working at all in public space, to say how important it is to have the courage to express yourself and to gather people around that expression. Because politics is now and will be for a very long time a very sophisticated kind of language, which is about winning arguments. It is not necessarily really about people. And it's very important that all of us, I mean, to ask me if I change something, I suppose, is a grand thing, and I would want to slip back from that and say, oh, no, not me. But I feel it's important to tell everyone who's listening that they have an opportunity to affect the conversation by using public space in a way that allows for the messiness of conversation, the mess. And by making Let Me Down Easy and confining all of my research in such a way that it attempts to bring our focus to the people, because the debate is going to be about winning. The debate's going to be about slaughtering different politicians. But it's important to keep remembering what the stakes are for the people. So I hope that anybody who can be expressive in any way will see themselves as an effective citizen who can cause change by having the courage to create a conversation.
Anna DeVere Smith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Anna DeVere Smith on the fly with me, Mark Reindel. Let Me Down Easy plays at the Berkeley Rep through July 10th. Visit berkeleyrep.org for more information. Thanks for listening.
On the Fly was produced and directed by Blue Egg Media. Blue Egg Media incubates media futures and produces persuasive narratives for national and international media networks.